Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. On behalf of Pastor Billy Cashwell and all of your friends at Benson Grove, let me welcome you to a Spirit-filled hour of singing and preaching from the Word of God. We invite you to tune in every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. You can contact us at 919-894-4120. We would love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. Now let's join the broadcast from Benson Grove.
Side. Don't have to worry about red, blue, or dark blue in this particular area. Even Wake Forest for those back in the back over there. Bless God. We're on the Lord's side. If you're saved by Jesus Christ, by His marvelous blood and wonderful grace, I'm always a winner. Amen. And I've got the victory. I'm glad to be in the house this morning. Are you say amen? Amen. Good deal. Well, let me recognize our visitors. If you're a first-time visitor to Benson Grove, never been to a service at Benson Grove before, would you mind raising your hands high in the air so ushers can see you? They're going to give you a visitor card. Please fill that out and put it in the offering plate. As it's passed just a bit later in the service, we're glad to have you here this morning. We'd like to have a record of your attendance. Keep that pen as a small gift from us to you this morning. We say hello to those on the radio audience and the internet audience as well. We're glad to have all of you here. And we'd love to be a help to those that are listening by different means this morning. If you ever need us here at Benson Grove, don't be afraid to call us. 919-894-4120. Be glad to have you here. And I tell you what, there's no place like being in the house of God, amen, when at the appointed time. And so without further ado, let's go to Him in prayer. And then we're going to invite our senior saints up here to sing for us this morning. It's your amen. Amen. I would say something, but I don't want to get Brother Bill in trouble. But let's go before the Lord because we want Him to anoint this time. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before You this morning. God, we say thank You again, Lord. for the opportunity, God, and for the privilege to come into this house this morning to worship you in spirit and truth. God, I am thankful today as we celebrate our senior saints. God, I am thankful for each and every one that have invested in my life, Lord, that have poured something into me, Lord, so that I would stay the course, that I would be able to follow after you, even to chase after you. God, even when I've made mistakes, Lord, they've instructed me and they've taught me how to get back right with you, Lord, and understanding what your grace truly means. Lord, I'm thankful for our seniors this morning. And God, they don't know, but I watch every one of them, and I'm thankful for their living testimony, God, that they've provided to me. Lord, we thank you for Jesus Christ as we enter into this time of worship today, Lord, because he is why we are here. Lord, we don't come for any other purpose than to lift up the Savior first and foremost in this place and to have people come to a saving knowledge of who you are. Lord, I pray, God, if there's someone here today who's never trusted in you as their personal Savior, Lord, that you would make them uneasy until they get right with you. How do they do that? They admit that I'm a sinner. They believe on Jesus and they commit and confess to following after Jesus Christ as Lord of their life. Lord, I pray that you would make that happen in this place. It's never too late, no matter the youngest to the oldest, to come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Make it happen in this place, dear Lord, if it be thy will. We also ask a special blessing upon those who could not be here for whatever reason. Lord, watch over them where they are. We also ask, Lord, that you watch out for folks in Texas and Louisiana. God, all those that are experiencing hard times, Lord, because of the storms that are there, and Florida and the Gulf Coast again coming up. Lord, I read today that Atlanta has a tropical storm warning, never happened in its history before. Lord, there are people that are fixing to go through some hard times, and Lord, we ask that you draw close to them right now, Lord, as they're facing these things, and Lord, use this body to reach out to them. Let them know we're caring for them and loving on them and praying for them. Do have your will in our lives, Lord, but in this service, Lord, be glorified, be lifted up, and have your way, for we come to you now in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray, and all his children said, amen and amen. You may be seated. Senior saints, would you come up this morning? Senior saints, all of our, if you consider yourself to be a senior, come on up this morning, amen. And that age is flexible in this age, but I see Brother Gary Mayberry taking a bow there, but yeah, senior saints, come on up this morning.
I'll fly away, oh glory.
have learned anything from this group right here. Anybody in the house today? Oh, yeah, a lot of hands going up. We say thank you to our seniors this day, and we celebrate you. And, of course, you guys have got a really great meal. I've already seen the decorations in the back, and we are thankful for each and every one of you, everything that you've shown the younger crowd behind you, amen, everything that you've shown us, how to follow after the Lord, how to live a life that's pleasing unto Him, and how to marvel in His amazing grace, amen. He's worthy to be praised, and we thank you for the example you've given us, amen. That's our senior saints right there, ladies and gentlemen. Great singing right there. Great singing. Come on, come on. Remind you of anybody here? Help us, Lord. Take out your songbooks, man. Let's turn to hymn number 377. Let's stand as we sing, Rescue the Perishing. This time of worship today, these rescue. This morning, though they are sliding, and still He is waiting, waiting the penitent child to receive. Plead with them earnestly, plead with them gently. He will forgive if they only believe. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Sister Lynetta, you come on. Lynetta's going to be singing for us. Brother Billy.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Brad. Again, welcome to all our friends in the radio audience, to the internet audience. We're glad you're part of the services, and we want to count you as friends. And so we're glad that you're part of the service. Trust the Lord will bless you. And we do have a wonderful luncheon plan. Miss Trudy and those who've helped her decorate so beautifully back there, and a wonderful meal. And hope you're stay for that. Brother Wayne Warren, won't you come lead us in a word of prayer? And Brother Wayne, of course, he and Ms. Jackie have the Anna Ruth Christian Retreat down at Enfield, North Carolina. And they've got camp meeting coming up in October and on a Friday and a Saturday. Brother Terry, the Lord willing, if he's good and well and strong, Plan on taking the bus down, and so he'll have a list for that. But I do have some very special requests this morning. Miss Rita's here. I didn't know she was here. I saw her there a while ago. But her daughter, Rochelle, we've been praying for her, is in an ICU down in Cape Fear Hospital. She really is a new mother, got a baby just a few weeks old, but she is very critical herself, and she's in the ICU with a ruptured colon. So please remember to pray for Rochelle Ains and ask God's blessing on her. And then keep Miss Rita and all the family in your prayers. We want to remember her in prayer today especially. Please pray for them. And then this is a very special announcement. Now, we need somebody by this coming Wednesday night. And Brother Tim, Hilton, or Wendy, either one, they'll show you exactly what to do. And we have so many people qualified. We need somebody for the TNT council time during Awanas. And it be something you do as a ministry. You'll be sharing and touching lives with those young people. We need somebody who will step up and do that. And please, we need God. We pray in the Lord to speak to somebody's heart today to be willing to do that. And if you would do it, if you want to do it for a few weeks or if you can do it for the whole year. But we need somebody even this Wednesday night. So please see Brother Tim or Miss Wendy. We want to certainly pray for all of our friends and for everyone down in Florida and all through Florida. And not just the West Coast, where they say the storm's coming up primarily, but do remember them in prayer. And Brother Bond, a very good preacher friend of Brother Tim's and mine, he had to evacuate, and don't know, you know, what's going to happen down there. But please remember to pray for all of those folk there, as continue to pray for those in Texas. A lot of announcements in the bulletin. I'm not going to take time to share all of them this morning. We'll share more tonight. But be back in the evening service tonight. Young people are going to have the service. And Brother Jim and Ronnie White are coming by and say just a word about some of the upcoming ministry there. So hope that you'll be in the evening service tonight. Please come back and be here for that. And I want Brother Wayne Warren to lead us in a word of prayer to ask God's blessing on the offering of the service. Brother Wayne, it's a blessing from heaven to have you here, Miss Jackie. Appreciate you and love you in the Lord. And then Miss Lynette is going to come and sing. Amen. God bless you, buddy. Love you.
Those that have been called to share. Father, I ask that you to return to them. Father, this morning I ask that you would touch each heart, that as David said, his people gave freely, they purposed from their heart, and they gave back to you, which is already yours. Thank you for that precious blood, the unspeakable gift, Father, that you sent, that I shouldn't perish, but I have everlasting life. Father, if there be one here this morning that has never accepted you as their personal Lord and Savior, I pray that God the Holy Ghost will touch their heart this morning. I pray God the Holy Ghost to be here in all its splendor and glory. Where he is, there is liberty to preach. That you to give a special touch upon Brother Billy. Those that are not here this morning for illness and for various reasons, I pray in the name of Jesus that right now that you will touch them, give them peace. And Father, you're the great physician, that you will touch and heal their sick bodies. Give them comfort. Have mercy upon America. And Father, the storm that is coming and the storm that has already come. Father, those that many were not prepared, many were warned, but they chose to stay. And I'm reminded, as Noah warned people, they chose not to listen. And Father, those of our preachers that are preaching warnings, there's many that refuse to listen. God, I pray, have mercy upon
us. Yes, them. God.
And God, in our personal lives, the storm that comes. Lord, your word says that you are in the whirlwind and that you are in the storm. And you're trying to speak and tell each one something. That you will soften hearts and open ears and listen to hear what you are trying to speak. That there would be peace in the storm. I thank you for the promises, which are more important than the answers. Love you, Jesus. Your precious sweet name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen.
I'm thankful this morning that Jesus didn't leave salvation up to me, because I would have surely failed him like I do every day.
Got some flowers coming in the door.
Amen. Thank God for Calvary. Amen. How many of you are thankful for the old rugged cross? Amen. Thank the Lord for that. It's good to see Brother Dave Mason, his wife here. And we praise the Lord for them and the work they do with American military down at Camp Lejeune. And appreciate them being here. And some of you who've been out for a while, you're back. It's good to see you. Praise God. And thank you for being in the house of the Lord. Great crowd this morning. And I'm glad again for all those in the media audience. Turn to Psalms 37. Psalms number 37. I do want to remind you of the latest harvest sale. Now, it is going to be on the 16th. Isn't that right? It's in the bulletin, 16th. Some reason or other, I had it a little later on my calendar at home. But that'll be next Saturday, the latest harvest sale, 5 o'clock. Amen. So if you've never been to that, it's a lot of fun. We have good food. And then we have an auction And I don't know who and all will be auctioned this time, but I know that Donald Byrd has, and Chris has, and different one, Brother Barry has. But we have auctioneers, and you'll enjoy it. And it's a good time, and I hope you'll come, be things to sell or to buy, and a good time of fellowship. Thank you for being here. Then pray about revival. This is harvest month. We're trying to get folks in. If you have a visitor or guest this morning, we are sure thankful for you being here. Thank you for bringing folk to the house of God, and we appreciate you being in the house of the Lord today. And God bless you for being here. And Randy Perry will start revival here on the 24th. Sunday morning, we'll go through Thursday night of that week. So please remember to pray. Let's have folk here. Let's get all of our people here. But also, let's pray that we can get a lot of lost people in the house of God. Bring people in. And we'll say more about all that later. I do want to read a lengthy passage of Scripture this morning. But I've got a good time clock up there, and I'm watching that. And so I don't have very long to share with you. But I do want to read this psalm. If I get the psalm read, that'll take care of most of it. As I go along in a few minutes, I'm going to have you to mark a little phrase that appears three different times in this passage of Scripture. Psalms 37. Believe it or not, back when we did our graduation for all the graduates, I read this same passage of Scripture. But the Lord laid on my heart now for Senior Citizen Day as well. Notice Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. And boy, I have a message. God gave me a message on that. All that crowd that plots against the people of God and is rebellious against the truth of the Bible, their day is coming. And the Lord is not, he laughs at them because their day is coming. They think they're going to win. They are losers. And they'll ultimately be dealt with. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the ways of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Will you draw a little circle around those two words? The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into the smoke shall they consume away. The wicked barreth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and forgiveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and his delight in his way. Though he fall, he shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. And yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. The Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not the saints. They are preserved forever. Will you draw a little circle around those two words? Forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Will you circle those two words again? Forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and the tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him to his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passeth away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together, and the end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust him. Will you bow together for prayer? Father, I want to thank you for this passage of scripture. Thank you for the wonderful singing. Thank you for touching Lynette and blessing our heart. Thank you for Calvary. And if it had not been for Calvary, Lord, we'd not be here today, wouldn't know salvation, wouldn't know the free pardon of sin, wouldn't have the Spirit of God living inside of us, wouldn't have a wonderful kindred relationship with all of the saints of God in this building, and for these 20 years to be blessed to be here and be a part of this fellowship. Lord, had not been for Calvary, our Father, we'd have no hope, no fellowship with you, no eternal home. But God, thank you that you loved us and gave your Son to die for all of us who have trusted you as Savior. And Lord, for all those who've not yet trusted you, I do pray that God, the Holy Ghost of God today would speak to them. And Lord, I pray now that you, Lord, speak to hearts in these few moments. And I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. If there were no other Bible passages except for this one passage, when you read it and you see the end of the wicked and the end of the righteous, I'd rather know the Lord and be saved and trust him than to be wicked. I'd rather have a little and know Jesus than have a lot and spend eternity in hell. And my dear friend, when you read the end, when the end of the story is told, when you come down to the end of the road, what you've accumulated in this world does not matter. The one second after you're dead, everything you worked all your life for belongs to somebody else. But my dear friend, there's something that's more real than any of that. Somebody said, nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts forever. I'm thankful that if you go through, and I had a little more time, I'd develop it, but I'm not going to develop it. But I went through this psalm, and I looked at all the things that don't last forever. True, there's some things that don't last forever. A lot of things, and thank God there are. There's some things that don't last forever. For instance, when you go through here and you look through here, you'll find out, number one, the wicked and the evildoers don't last forever. Matter of fact, he said in relative time to eternity, it's just a little while. The wicked shall be cut off. There'll be no more. You'll look for them. They've had a big, full life, but when you look for them at the end, you can't find them. They're gone, everything they had. The wicked be cut off. Now, you think about that. It seems to me sometimes that worldwide that the wicked are in power. And they you know, those who will live for God, they are subjugated. They're put in as slaves. They're mistreated. They're abused. And all those things. And if you look at numbers, the number of the wicked and the number of those who live for God, the number of those who hold a high moral standard that the Bible teaches. I was sharing with a group on Wednesday night that I had heard a report that by the year 2020, only one-third of the American population would even confess to being Bible readers, not going to church, not being saved, not living faithfully like you do, most of you, three services a week. But I'm talking about people who even read the Bible, that only one-third of this nation will be consider themselves to be Bible readers, have a Bible and read it some during the day. But my dear friend, we are heading down the road to destruction as a nation, headlong. But thank God that's not the end for Christians. But the end of the wicked's coming. They're not going to be around forever. They won't be around forever. But not only, if you go on down through here and you look at it a little bit further, if you look at verses 12 through 17, and notice it says this, our enemies won't last forever. Thank God we've got battles on every hand. You war against the world, the flesh, and the devil. But that battle doesn't last forever. Our enemies do not last forever. And I don't care what they do, what kind of armies they amass, what kind of technology they develop, but they will not last forever. He said in verse number 20, but the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. All the enemies of God's people, all the enemies of God Himself will not last forever. They're not winning. They're not even close to winning. He is not anxious. He's not somewhere in heaven trying to come up with a new strategy how to overcome all of the wickedness in the world. He's got everything well in hand. And their days are numbered. And He knows their day is coming. He's God. And thank the Lord, He's in control of that. But not only that, but in verse number 24, notice what it says in verse 24, though he fall, that is the righteous, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Failure doesn't last forever. Everybody in here at some point in time has failed in something you attempted to do. Sometimes you think you failed the Lord in your faithfulness or in doing what God would have you to do. You've missed God in some area or you've yielded to the flesh in some area. But I'm glad that failure is not final with the Lord. But failure doesn't last forever. That's going to be over with. One of these days you may fall, but He said the Lord will lift you up. And thank God for that. Failure is not forever. But then notice something else. Time is not forever. Bible said, what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanisheth away. David said in verse 25, I have been young and now am old. It just seems like it's a short time. If you'll notice, there's just a comma between young and that statement and am old. Just a little mark. Not long between. I was talking to somebody the other day about we age, you know, we be talking about how old people were, and wonder how old it was. And I said, well, I'll be 71 my birthday. And somehow or another, I thought it was way out yonder somewhere. And then I got to thinking it's less than 30 days. Isn't that something? But, you know, it just seemed like yesterday. Praise God, I always mention this. I think about it, one of the happy times. I remember going across a little dirt road from my house over to my Uncle Carson's, Aunt Lucy's house, and they had an apple tree. I think about this time of the year particularly. And they had some of them big old green, Brother Corbett's got some, he got the same kind of apple tree. But there's the big green apple about that big. I'd go over there and I'd take a little salt shaker and put it in my pocket. I'd climb up my Uncle Carson's tree and sit there and eat green apples. I was happy. That was a good day. But it seemed like it was yesterday that I was doing that. But now it's been a little while. But you know what? Time doesn't last forever. There's coming a time, the Bible said in the book of Revelation, when time will be no more. Brother David Ross used to talk about, people say, you're going to spend eternity in hell. He said, no, you can't spend time in hell. It don't spend. There's no such thing as time in hell. It doesn't ever get closer to the end of it. It's forever. And forever and ever. And the Bible said there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth forever and ever. There's no such thing as time in hell. No such thing as time in heaven. Time will be no more. The concept of time will be gone forever. Isn't that something? Time doesn't even last forever. But then if you look a little further down through here, he says this, sickness doesn't last forever. I know people who've been sick for a long time and God miraculously healed them. I've known some who were sick and then God promoted them. They got to go to heaven, be with the Lord. And Gwen was talking about J.B. a while ago, and I think about him and Donnie. I think about some of the dear saints of God who've left out of here. And when I think about them, I remember those days. It was heart-rending to all of us when they went home, be with the Lord. But somehow or another, it's different now when I think about them. It's not like they died. Not like they died. Brother David Brad has shared a wonderful little truth with me. His son died. He mentioned that last Sunday night about his son dying. He didn't give you the circumstances, but he found his son dead in the bedroom at home. And But David said it was a hard time, still a hard time for he and Angie. But he said, I was talking to him about, I'm going to bring a message very soon on about people who've lost children. I had somebody ask me to do that, and I've been really praying, trying to get direction from the Lord. But David said, I share something with you to help me. And he said, you know, remember when Jacob, and when they had sold Joseph into slavery, he makes this statement, the daddy does. They bring in the bloody garment, and he says something to this effect, I will cry till I die because my son is dead. But then if you go a little bit later in the next few chapters over, he finds out he never was dead after all. He just thought he was dead, but he said he liveth. He never did die. Donnie never did die. Deborah never did die. JB never did die. They moved out of their body, but they're more alive right now than they've ever been. And after a while, that hurt goes away to a point, and you realize, thank God they're there. Sickness doesn't last forever. It's going to be over with one way or another. Either get promoted to heaven where there's no more sickness, sorrow, pain, or God will heal you. Thank God for that. It doesn't last forever. And sorrow doesn't last forever. The Bible said weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And thank God sorrow doesn't last forever. And then in verse 39 of this passage of Scripture, he said this, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. I'm glad that saints, we have trouble. He said God's their salvation in a time of trouble. Being a saint doesn't eliminate your trouble, but troubles don't last forever. God can deliver us out of our trouble. One of these days, we'll ultimately, troubles don't last forever. And then he said this in verse number 19. He said, they shall not be ashamed in the time of evil. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Famine doesn't last forever for the children of God. You're going through a dry time now, going through a troubled time now. It won't last forever. But here's the thought I really want to give to you. I had you to circle three words for me. Notice in verse number 27. When all the dust is settled, when everything else is gone, what's left? Years ago, when I was pastor up in Reedsville, the Strader family were members of our church, and one of them kind of got a little bit of interest in his heritage and background, and they had some preachers in their family tree and so on. But anyhow, they had located one of them, and his name was Christian Strader. And they found out where he was buried at, and Erskine's been working on some of the local cemeteries and one of the local cemeteries and getting headstones for him. But anyhow, they somehow or another found out geographically where it was at. And they went there, and they had to go through this old cemetery, done growed up, everything else, and they cut around, and they found a little sandstone headstone and where it was supposed to be. And he said, Brother Bill, I want to show you a picture. And he showed me a picture. And it was a tombstone, and they had put the man's name on there and his date of birth and all that. But time had worn away that tombstone. His name was Christian something Strader. Such and such a date of birth, such and such a date. But all of that was gone. It was just very faint. You could just hardly even little indentions in that old stone. But the first word, first part of his name, looked almost like the day it was carved in there a few hundred years ago. It was Christian. Not Christian, but Christ. Christ is all that was left of him. But thank God when everything else is gone, when time is no more, there's no more sorrow, what's left? Well, there are three things here, and I'll be real brief. And I'm not preaching these. I'm going to just share them with you. There's three things that last forever. Number one, look at it, please, if you will, at verse number 27. And he said in verse 27 of this passage of Scripture, he said, depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. You're going to dwell forevermore. You're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. You will dwell forevermore. Look at verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the earth and dwell there forevermore. Thank God. I'm glad that we have an inheritance. Well, I'm going to get that in a minute. But we have a dwelling place that lasts forever. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Some people move from place to place to place, but one of these days you'll dwell forever in a place called heaven. Notice something else, if you will, please, in this passage of Scripture. He said in verse 18, the Lord knoweth the days of the righteous, and their inheritance shall be forever. I had a man to call me the other day, and he was real upset. And it had to do with his daddy's wealth and land and this, that, and the other. And he talked about the fact that there was a division among the children, siblings, and that it was not an equal division and all of this, that, and the other. And it had happened a long time ago. I'm talking about a long time ago. And it was already a done deal. I'm talking about years ago. But he said it was just worrying him to death because he felt like his daddy really wanted to go a different way and it didn't go that way. And, you know, I told him, I said, well, look, I said, you can't do one thing about that. And you can't change anything. You can't go back and undo anything. You ought to just praise the Lord and go on and think on the Lord. And I said, besides all of that, are you a Christian? He said, I am. I said, well, I tell you what, you have an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. It is forever. No stock market crashes in heaven. No thieves breaking through. No moth corrupting. Your inheritance in heaven is forever. It's safe and secure forever. Your dwelling place is forever. Your inheritance is forever. And thank God for that. Now look at verse 28. The Lord loveth the judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Your dwelling place is forever, your inheritance forever, and then your preservation is forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life forever. Thank God, you're going to live forever. Sickness won't be forever. Pain won't be forever. Sorrow won't be forever. But you're going to live forever preserved. I love the way the Holy Ghost God did that. Don't you like that word, preserve? What do you think about? I think about Miss Helen Stewart, gives to Regina sometime, pear preserves. Now, if you've never taken any of Miss Helen or some of these other ladies right here, their pear preserve, and bust open a biscuit and put that on there. Lord have mercy. Preserved. You see these people up here a while ago? They are preserved. They're just as sweet as sugar, praise God. Aren't you glad it didn't say you're pickled? Pickled lasts a long time too, but praise God, we're not pickled, we're preserved. Say amen. We have been preserved, not pickled. Amen. Thank God we're preserved. We're kept by the power of God. We don't have to endure, hold out, hold on, or nothing else. I'm glad that God's people have trusted him and rely on him. We're preserved. You say, Brother Billy, how in the world could I ever live like that? How could I have that kind of life? Good time, bad time. Brother Paul, Miss Peggy, Bob and Lee, they'll tell you that they've been through tough times. They've been through hard times. And all the rest of these folk around here, me and Regina, been through a lot of tough times. Good times and bad times. Thank God there's some things that don't ever change. Number one, your dwelling place, if you're saved, is forever. Your inheritance is forever. And thank God you'll preserve forever. How did all that come about? Look at the last verse of this psalm. He said, the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Now, over and over again in this psalm, he used the word righteous, describing those people as being righteous. But it's not our righteousness that gets us to heaven. It's our trust. That word's used 152 times in the Old Testament. And it simply means the same thing it means in the New Testament. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's what it means. It means those who have believed on him and rely on him and trust him with all of their heart. The word literally means in the Hebrew, it means to take refuge in, to lean on, to roll over on, or to stay on, which means to put all of your weight on it, to all your weight on it. It means we trust in him. How have we made it through all these years? trusting Jesus. Been trouble? Oh, yeah, a lot of trouble. Sickness? Yeah, a lot of trouble. A lot of sickness, a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow. But you get through by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. You trust Him for your salvation. And He said He will help you, and He will keep you, and He will deliver you if you'll trust Him with all of your heart. Will you bow your heads in prayer with every head bowed, every eye closed this morning? Thank God nothing lasts forever. That's not a true statement. You hear things all the time that's not true. Oh, there's a lot of things that don't last forever. But I'm glad your dwelling place lasts forever. I'm glad that your inheritance can last forever. And I'm glad that you can be preserved forever. Thank God for that, because you trust in Him. Now the question is this: have you trusted yourself, trusted your own physical strength, trusted your intellect? Have you worked hard and planned, and you're relying on your retirement, relying on things? That'll all be gone and up in smoke, just a matter of minutes. Just a matter of minutes. I hate to say it, but in the path of this hurricane, something people work for all their life will be gone in a matter of hours. You'll hear them on the news. You'll see them weeping. They say a lifetime, whole lifetime of work, lifetime of memories, everything's gone. Well, I'm glad my inheritance is forever. I'm glad my dwelling is forever. I'm glad I am preserved forever. And you know that by trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you this morning can raise your hand and say, thank God, I know I'm saved. No matter what happens, I know I'm saved. Would you raise your hand across the building? God bless you. Thank the Lord for you. And this morning, if you're here and you don't know Christ, it's not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to His mercy saved us. And if you'll trust Him, if you'll come to the Lord Jesus Christ, recognizing He suffered and bled and died for you, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved and thy house. Believe on Him. It's not because of our righteousness, but because they trust Him. That's the last statement. Believe on Him. Trust Him. Bottom line is, we don't know how to say it, but if you'd ask any of these senior saints, they'd say it's all Jesus. We've trusted Him. Been sunshine and rain, joy and sadness. But it's trusting Him through all of it, knowing that He loved us and died for us. And thank God there's some things that are forever because of Him. If you're here this morning, if you died right now, you don't know you'd go to heaven. You say, preacher, I wish you'd pray for me. I'd love to know Him. What a joy to know Him when you're young. Be able to live for Him all your life. Don't wait so long. Boys and girls, teenagers, young adults, trust Him now. He'll carry you through. He'll take care of you. And all the battles you have and all the enemies you have will one day be gone forever. And you'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You say, preacher, I don't know that for sure. If I died right now, I don't know I'd go to heaven. Well, will you pray for me? Nobody's looking. But would you raise your hand across this auditorium and let me pray with you? Just real quick. Let me pray with you. Anybody? Anybody? I want us, if you will, let's stand together. Brother Brad's going to sing one verse of a song. We're not going to keep you long, and we're going to dismiss our seniors first tonight, today, and let them go to fellowship hall in just a few minutes. But will you stand? Heavenly Father, in the strong name of Jesus, I pray your word would not return void. I pray, our Father, that, Lord, that the Holy Ghost will help people to understand that most of the time and effort and everything that we spent on amassing things and buildings and homes and land, it'll all be gone. It doesn't last forever. And God, I pray, Father, that, Lord, that the things that really count, that they'll know for sure, that they have a home, a dwelling forever in heaven. They have an inheritance forever in heaven. And that they are preserved, they are saved forever. Pray, God, they know that this morning. Lord, I didn't see a hand, but you saw the heart. God, I pray they'll not hesitate, but they'll take a step of faith right now And God, for those of us who are saved, Lord, I pray, God, that you'd speak to hearts. Lord, some people here, our Father, love you. They've been saved, but God, they've been out of fellowship with you. They hadn't been faithful to you, faithful to your house. And God, maybe this morning you spoke to their heart about what really is important, what's really important. And God, I pray this morning they'll come, get around this altar, rededicate their life to the Lord. God, we'll thank you and praise you. While we're praying with our heads bowed and eyes are closed, Brad sings one verse of a song, "You Come." If we can pray with you around this altar, we want to do it. You obey Christ and come now. Just come quickly. We'll not be long, but we got time for you, plenty of time. Whatever God speaks to your heart about, you come right now. Come join these here who are coming now.
Every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And He will surely give you rest by trusting in His word. Only trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust,
just trust Him.
Him
now. Those that trust Him, He'll help, He'll deliver, He'll save.
He
just trust Him.
Friends, you've been listening to the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. We pray this broadcast has been a blessing to you and that God's Word would speak to your heart throughout the week. If we can assist you, please call the church offices at 919-894-4120. We'd love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. We also invite you to attend the services at Benson Grove. The church is located on Highway 50, just 6 miles north of Benson. If you cannot attend in person, join our live internet broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. Just open your computer web browser to www.bensongrovebaptist.org. Choose the Sermons tab and follow the instructions on the screen. Join us for the Benson Grove Baptist Hour each Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. God bless you and have a great day.